כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So as you can probably see from the background, I am far away from home. I am in Europe, but taking advantage of technology to give this shiur. And the shiur today is not on the parsha, but rather as a preparation to Chag HaShavuos. A while ago we spoke about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Today we will be discussing the mitzvah of Birchas HaTorah. So Birchas HaTorah, Chazal learn in Brochas Chof Alef Amid Beis from the Posek, Yishem Hashem Ekro Ovo Goedel Le'elokeinu. The Rambam, for some reason, omits this mitzvah from the minion of Tariq Mitzvahs, and it is not brought in Sefer Mitzvahs or in minion HaMitzvahs. And the Rambam wonders why. Mitzvahs say, Tesvav Sheshochach Arav. So some Achreina maintain that according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah that Rabbonon, and therefore it's not included in the list of Taryag, and the Droshes and Asmachta. The Mabit in Kiryas Sefer al Rambam Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yud Bey, says no. The Rambam agrees that it's a mitzvah d'oraisim. However, it is part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah and not a separate mitzvah. Mishnah Berurah Mem Zayin Sif Kodin Aleph concludes that Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and that is the opinion of most poskim and rishonim. However, there seems to be a stira in the Mishnah Berurah, because in Sif Kodin Chof Ches, he says that b'mokam sofek we say sofek brachas lochem. The entire concept sofek brachas lochem is because brachas al derabon by Birchas HaMazon, which is d'oraisa, we don't say sabal, we don't say sofek brachas lochem. So on one hand, if Birchas HaTorah is Menatayla, why do we say Sofek Brachas Lokal? This is a question which is more in the realm of Sofek Brachas Lokal. And it's not the sugya we're discussing today, and therefore we'll leave it for some future shiur, which we will dedicate B'Siyata D'Shmaya to the concept of Sofek Brachas Lokal. Today we discussed Birchas HaTorah. The fundamental question I want to ask is Birchas HaTorah, like Birchas HaMitzvah or Birchas HaShevach? Maybe I didn't formulate the question correctly. If we say it's a Brocha Darabonon, then that is a legitimate question. Is it Berchas HaMitzvah or Berchas HaShevach? But if it's a Brocha D'Oraisa, both Berchas HaMitzvah and Berchas HaShevach are concepts that are Darabonon, they're all Darabonon. If it's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa, then it's neither Berchas HaMitzvah nor Berchas HaShevach. But the question is still fundamentally the same. What is the essence of Berchas HaTorah? Is it a bracha one needs to say when it comes to be mekayim the mitzvahs to say of Talmud Torah, or it's not associated with mitzvahs Talmud Torah, but rather the Briska Rav and Hilchas Brachas brings from the name of his great father, Rav Chaim. It's on the cheftza of Torah, lav davka mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And I think there's some achlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra in two different halachos, and maybe even three in Siman Mem Zayin and Mem Vav. Siv Dalad and Siman Mem Zayin leMechabes haZamaharol veDivrei Torah Potur meBirchas HaTorah. The Gaon disagrees, and the Gaon says, "Bohogisu boYoyim veLaylo." What does Bohogisu mean? Hilerotzinim erpi veHegiur libi. So there definitely is a mitzvah even behirul b'machsheves haTorah. And if it's a mitzvah, why wouldn't one say a bracha? So the Gaon maintains that the bracha depends, is there a mitzvah or is there not a mitzvah? If we would give the Abbasiyasim an opportunity to respond to the Gaon's question, I think his answer would be, it has nothing to do with a mitzvah. It's on the cheftza shel Torah. It's Berchas HaShevach. It is a bracha. We thank you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, when we come to learn Torah for giving us the gift of Torah. It's not associated with mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So regarding the kasha of the Gaon, well, it could be discussed in so many different ways. The Gaon assumes with pashtus that vohogisu means machsheves alev. It's not a davar poshut at all. And min chasor shemoyedim chelek gimel. I brought many sources. This is a machlokes Rashi and Ibn Ezra, מתחילה ספר תהילם ועד סויפוי. רשי בכל מוקון translates הגה, הגה as הירור, and the Ibn Ezra translates הגה מלשון אויג אס השם באוי סי יויסוב, דיבור, שיחו. So, it's not a double portion at all that הגן, that Vahogisavo means Machshav Zalei. That's one argument. Argument number two, Shachon Ocharach, proves from this very same posik, that you're not Mekayim a Mitzvah of Torah Behirur Alev, because the posik says, Lo Yomesh Sofer, Sefer HaTorah Zeh, Mepicho, Vahogisavo Yomeh Valayla. So the posik stresses Peh and Higoyim, and therefore to be Mekayim the Mitzvah according to Shachon Ocharach, you need both Peh and Hirur. So even if we accept the basic premise, the basic assumption of the Gaon, that bills that are associated with mitzvahs on the Torah, there still is room for argument. But I think the Bishayisuk would say, it's berchus ha-shevach al b'chiras klal yisol benasim es ha-Torah, has nothing to do with mitzvahs on the Torah. See if you know that the Mechaber says, noshim are not exempt from berchus ha-Torah, they need to say berchus ha-Torah. The reason, the basis, of course, from the Ogre, they're Plutter from Talmud Torah, but still they need to learn their halachas, the halachas that they need to know. They have mitzvahs. They have mitzvahs to perform. And they also say Parshas HaKorbanos in the context of Tefillah. The Gaon disagrees, and the Gaon says, but if Noshem are Plutter from mitzvahs Talmud Torah, Kiddushin Choftes, Milamad HaTorah Yisrael Ezmenechem, Rois Menesechem, how could they say Birchus HaTorah? So the Gaon of Shitasai, Birchus HaTorah is associated with Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Chayev b'mitzvah mevorech. Potem in a mitzvah lo mevorech. The Bisi Yosef, and both Aruchas says differently. So this question is, by the Hakal or Achmiyam, regarding Hirur Halev, Shechonoch Meikel, Agro Machmiyam, Lagabi Noshim, Shechonoch Machmiyam, Agro Meikel. So, this is a two sides of the same coin, these two questions. Memvav Yud Beis, Shulchan Aruch is Mesupik, whether one needs to say Birchus HaTorah when he gets up in the morning, it'd be a Mea Shlichas, and we say Psukei Torah, Psukei Novi, Psukei Teilem, Bederech Tfilah. The Gaon strongly feels that Psukim that we say Bederech Tfilah, there is no Chiyuv of Birchus HaTorah, the Gaon is Shitosoi. It's not Mitzvah Talmud Torah. Maybe Shulchan Aruch is Shitosoi, because according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is more in the Cheftzah Shal Torah. Now, it's not necessarily over Hotalia, I want to make this clear, but Lecha Oir. Source number four, Mem Zayin Sif Tes. And I quote the Loshon of the Mechaber. Shinas Kva Betzuraim Avi Hefzik. Yesh Oimerim Deloy Avi Hefzik, Vechein Nahagu. What is the Mechloikis? B'Siris brings the Mechloikis of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rash, Chir Birchus HaTorah depends on Hefzik. You said a bruch in the morning, you made a hefzik, you need to say a bruch again. Rabbeinu Tam says, has nothing to do with hefzik. Birchus HaTorah is a chiyuv every day, just like Birchus HaShachar, new day, new bruches, has nothing to do with hefzik. Lecha oira hayu nerer ani yistati, according to the Rosh, mistaba, if it's like Birchus HaMitzvah, of course it has to do with hefzik. You said a bruch on Rulav, you make a hefzik, you need to say the bruch again. It's a bruch of a Torah. The same matzah, the same netilah says, I am the same any mitzvah. If we accept the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam compares it to Birchus HaShachar, Birchus HaShachar is Birchus HaShevach. If it's Birchus HaShevach, there is reasonability to say every day in the morning, just like we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so many different things. Shelo yisani goy, shelo yisani eved, we say Birchus HaTorah. It's Birchus HaShevach. Now, Shulchan Aruch says, Shinas Kva B'Tzuraim, Havi Hefzik. That's the opinion of the Rosh. Yesh Amrim D'Rosh, V'Chein Nahagu. This is somewhat of a contradiction, of a dilemma. Because one of the klolim in Shulchan Aruch is, when the Mechaber brings two opinions, the first one B'Stoma, and the second one Yesh Oimrim, Aloche Kishit Arish Shoyna. That would mean that in our question, the Ikar opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is, according to the Rashi, it does depend on Hefsek. However, the Shulchan says, Keinahago Kerabeinu Tam. The Bisoysef Leshitosai, from the two sources I proved, Sivdan and Sivudan, feels, it's not Berchus HaMitzvah. So why would it depend on Hefsek? But on the other hand, the Bisoysef brings both opinions, and he writes them in a gaze, Kerabeinu Tam. Adayin Solachin. So let me once again say, this question is not necessarily dependent on the question, what is the Hakadorah of Berchus HaTorah? Many times I explain to my Talmidim, in yeshivas, we are accustomed, every machlokes, to be toila in the fundamentals of the sugya, and in most cases, that is not right. Halacha is full of nuances and dakos. One could argue, even if it's berachas shevach, still it depends on hefsek. Berachas shevach have no uniform norm. Brachim v'rami is berachas shevach, v'yesh behem din hefsek. There are many berachas shevach that there is din hefsek. According to the Taz, Yoredei Aleph Yud Zayin, berachas shechit is berachas shevach, v'yesh bo din hefsek. So, Berachas HaShevach, each bruch has different rules. There's room to argue, even if Berachas HaTorah is Berachas HaShevach. But it is associated with Talmud Torah. And therefore, Yesh Bo Din Hefsek. This question, the other side of the same coin is, if a person is up all night, and he made no Hefsek, does he need to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning? According to the Rabbeinu Tam, yes, because it depends on the day. According to the Rosh, no. Because it depends on Hefsek. So the question, when people are up all night, Leil Shavuos, and in the morning, they want to daven with the nights, do they need to say Berachas HaTorah? This question depends on Sif Tet, which we just studied and analyzed. According to the Rosh, afternoon nap necessitates Berachas HaTorah because you made a Hefsek. That means you're up all night, you don't need to say Berachas HaTorah. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, we don't say Berachas HaTorah in the afternoon after we sleep in the day because it depends on the day. So we are up all night, you do need to say Berachas HaTorah. And if the minig is we don't say in the afternoon, that means we should say in the morning. And that is what the Mugel of Rome argues, both in Mem Zayin and both in Tov Tzadik Daled. Rabbi Kiva Egen says no. And Rabbi Kiva Egen, the Gosser Shulchanor, says, actually the Mechaber is noite l'shitas harosh, that it does depend on Hefsek. So why is the minig l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam? Because suffered brachas lahaka. If we're chayshish to shittas Rabbeinu Tam, she'ain halachik k'maisai, kavachoyimim v'chayshish to shittas harash, which halachik k'maisai. And therefore, it's no wonder and it's no contradiction if we would not say Berachas HaTorah in after an afternoon nap, and we won't say Berachas HaTorah neither in the morning either. So, Rabbi Kiva Egen comes along and he says a spark of genius. However, if you slept Erev Shavuos in the afternoon and then you were up all night, Mimonav Shach, you need to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. According to the Rosh, you should have said Berachas HaTorah already yesterday afternoon. And you didn't. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you need to say the morning. So Mimonav Shach, if you slept in the afternoon, you're up all night, you definitely, Lekuli Alma, need to say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. And I think one could definitely rely on Rabbi Kiva Egen because it's such a poshutness. Not always. Erev Yom Tov, could we fall asleep? But this year it's Shabbos, so I assume everybody could take an afternoon nap, and then we have no problem saying Berachas HaTorah in the morning. Mugel of Rome says, because it's a suffix, then we should be yotzi at the Chovis Berachas HaTorah with somebody that did sleep, and I think this is a very unpleasant psak. What do I mean? Berachas HaTorah is probably the chosest of brocha we have of all the others. Well, Berachas HaMozon is diurais. According to Rav Poiskim, so is Berachas HaTorah. Regarding Berachas HaTorah, Chazal say twice in Shas, Nedorim Pe'yarabo, Mitzvot Pe'hei, Amu Ov Dehoretz. What caused Chor Mabayis and Golas Yisrael? Tov Ezeh Nisholach HaChomem Le'Naviyim V'Loi Pirshuo, Til HaKodesh Baruch Hu comes and says, Al Ozma Mestirosi Shorebioku Betoiro Techilo. So obviously this is such an important brocha. And I ask people, which brocha do you say with more kavana? Berachas HaTorah in the morning or Berachas Eilonais Chodesh Nisan. Let's all be honest. Berchas Ilonis. And why is that? Human nature. We say Berchas HaTorah every day. And we're still half asleep and croggy when we say Berchas HaTorah. Because a person is afraid of Shittas HaGrom. How long could one be awake without thinking about Torah? So we say Berchas HaTorah as fast as possible. You can't have proper kavana. You didn't even drink your coffee in the morning. You're still sleepy. Berchas Ilonis is once a year. And you check those two fruit trees 10 times. Do they already give the buds or the flowers? And then you take your kids and they go to the end of the shula where there are two trees and you say a bracha. Once a year, we have an opportunity to say Berchas HaTorah with fervor, with passion, with full kavana. And that is shulas in the morning. We were up all night. We didn't set the dog a bottle. We didn't talk warm tail. We learned Torah all night. And you're really up to it. And then we're told, no, no, no. Look for somebody that slept all night and he's going to be might see. So I think we could definitely rely on Rabbi Kiveya. I just want to add on one comment. I apologize, but this is going to be a short shiur because I'm rushing to the airport in a few minutes. So, if I would have my way, I would say, I don't understand this, all these questions and all these machlekes. There are two different brachas. The first one is Berchas HaMitzvah, Shekel Yishonu B'Mitzvah, Yisrael Tzivonu. The second one is definitely Berchas HaShevach, Asher B'Chabonu. So I would say, women, even according to the group, to the Vilna Gaon, to the girl, they shouldn't say the first bracha, but they definitely could say the second. They also chosen out of all the nations, and they also received the Torah and Har Sinai. So, Hamaharal B'Divrei Torah. Maybe you should say the first bracha, but not the second. L'cha'ora, two different brachas. Each bracha has a different nature and a different essence. But none of the poskim regarding any of these questions, whether it's shulas in the morning, whether it's shinas kva acharat zolayim, whether it's women, whether it's a Maharal B'Divrei Torah, nobody differentiates between one bracha and the other, so obviously they maintain. Definitely, if Berchas HaTorah is D'oraisa, and that's the opinion of Rav Poskim, it is one mitzvah, and it has one essence, even though Chazal were attacking two different brachas. But both brachas depends on the essence and the mahus of the mitzvah. Is it on Mitzvah Salman Torah, or is it on many years ago, my friend Hagoyen Hagoyen Levitzer Zilberstein shared with me an interesting thought, an interesting question. So this question wouldn't be relevant in New York or in London or in Paris or anywhere in the world besides Eretz Yisrael. And it is common, you get into a cab. It's been a while since I sat in a cab, but you get into a cab. And a non-frum driver sees a frum person sitting next to him and he says, Rabbi, when I take Yidvar Torah, tell me something you learned today. This is very common. You look at the person and you're quite sure he didn't say Berchas HaTorah. He doesn't have a kippah. He doesn't look religious. Could you learn Torah to someone that didn't say Berchas HaTorah? It's a bitul mitzvah to say. L'chari your oivan lifnei yevar or yisit mecha. Two sifim in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, you cannot give food to a person that wouldn't say Berchas Anahenen or give bread to a person that didn't wash. And it is from these halachas that we learn, even Bitul Mitzvah say there's Lifnei Yevar. So it would be the same saying Torah to a person that didn't say Berchas HaTorah. And Rav Zilberstein quoted from his great Shver, his father-in-law, Harav Yoshev, that said, but the person is Machabi, he doesn't have intention, Kavana to be Mekayim Mitzvah Stam HaTorah. But I think that's a very partial answer. It's not sufficient. That would make sense according to the opinions that the bracha is a mitzvah talmid Torah. But I think it's more reasonable that it's a berachas hashevach and b'chiras klal yisrael. Doesn't matter whether you're mechaven to be mekayim the mitzvah. And besides that point, I think talmid Torah is one of those mitzvahs in which mitzvahs ain tzrichas kavana. Even if it is berachas a mitzvah, mitzvahs ain tzrichas kavana. My approach would be a very simple one. La'olam ein levatel ikar mipnei tofel. It is clear as daylight that there's a mitzvah of Berchas HaTorah That is a reflection of the centrality and the importance and significance of mitzvah talmid Torah. It is the only mitzvah that has a bruch of the Urais. So the bruch is always a tofel secondary to the mitzvah upon which the bruch is said. Ein levatel talmid Torah mishum bitl Torah. Mishum birchus Torah. Let me give you an example. Eval Shuvah that doesn't know how to say any brocha, and he happens to be in a place he has dalad minim, doesn't have a siddur. He doesn't know which brocha to say. So what is better? He should put aside the dalad minim because he doesn't want to be mevatel birchas alulav, or should he be mekayim the mitzvah lulav without a brocha? So let's see. If he's not the lulav without a brocha, then he's mavatla mitzvah derabonon bekum vasei. If he's not not the lulav at all, he's mavatla mitzvah derabonon b'sheva al das. Because lulav kol shiva b'gemuran is only a mitzvah derabonon. To me, it is so simple. That would be a bad psak. Of course, it is better to do a mitzvah without a brocha than not to do a mitzvah at all. Why? Ein levatel ikar mipnei tofel. And the same is in the context and the relationship of Talmud Torah and Berachas Torah. Ein levatel Talmud b'shum Berachas Torah. Now I know, I don't mean to bring a raya or a proof, because the Lulav is a chiyuv. You don't have a chiyuv to teach a taxi driver at Bar Torah. But to me it doesn't matter whether it's a chiyuv or not. Ikar v'tofel, that's the name of the game. So we discussed the mitzvah of Berachas HaTorah briefly and some important fundamental chakiras and halachas. So we are at the beginning of Shloshis Yemei HaGebolah. Many times I explained in the past few weeks, Mem Tes Yemei HaSvira are one long preparation to Kabbalas HaTorah. And in a way they coincide with Mem Chesbonim SheTorah Nikneis Be'er. But we no longer have 48, all we have is 3 days. Orachayim HaKodesh Pashis Yisra, V'yisu Merefindim V'yachanu B'amin Bar, V'yichan Sham Yisra Neged Ha'ar. Orachayim says, this posik indicates the 3 most fundamental Yisaitis and Kinyan Torah. V'yisu Merefindim, Sanedin Sadek Zayin Chazar interprets Merefindim in a different context. Melchem Esamolak, V'yelochem Em Yisrael, Berefidim Shorofu Yedeyem Edivrei Torah. And Arachayim says that is Yisro Merefidim. First, you need to move away from Rifin Yedayim. Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam stresses this again and again and again and again. Ein HaTorah Nikneis Elo Ba'omor, only with toil one could achieve greatness in Torah. Pas B'melech Torah, Mayim B'msura Tishnah. You cannot achieve any level of greatness only with Omer. And Omer comes together with Shashua with pleasure. Rabbeinu Yoina, Avois, Beis, Yudalet, Kishatum, Misyagea, Betoyle, Tishta, Shayaba. That is number 1. Number 2, another, V'yachanu Bamidbor. Twice in Shas, Erev and Nun Dalet, Nadorim Nun Hei, Chazal, Armefarash HaPosek, Memid Bametona, Kol HaMeisa Masma, Kamid Baratoyle, Netel Eslo Bametona, Rashi and the Rana have 2 different Pshotim in Nadorim Nun Hei. Is it Anova or Hefker? So of all the different topographies of the world, the desert is the poorest, the desert cannot sustain life. Without water, there is no life. No water, no shade, no vegetation, no fruit. Only scorching sun and sand. And that is the limits to Anova in Shiflis. The desert has nothing to offer. Doesn't sustain life. So Rechaim says that's point number 2. Like the Gemara says in Tanis of Zion, Toyle Nimshila Lamayim, Mayim Manichim Mokom Gavoya V'yordim Lamakom Namuch. An amazing story you find in Medrash Rabbah Pashas Bishalach and also in Yerushalmi of Amos Perek Mrs. Chalitza Revi Ovar Al Simonaya. Rabbi passed the town, Semonaya. Amro b'nei Semonaya, ten lano odo mechot shia mako yisom yishoyni imono donis dineinu. Do you have a person who is a ish eshkoilois? We cannot afford a rov and a magad and a dayan a reshiva. One person should be a rov and a reshiva and a magad meishorim and a dayan. Nosen lehem, it's Levi Bar Sisi, one of Rabbi's greatest disciples, Levi. So they made a reception and they made a big stage and Levi sits on the stage and people come to ask questions. He says, I don't know. I don't know. Whatever they ask, he doesn't know. Obviously, he's not an Amdin. We were cheated. But maybe he's a Maggid. So they started asking questions in Agadata. Depressed. He left town. Next day in the morning, Rabbeinu HaKadosh comes to a shul in Sipori. Choshev a guest, the Rav of Semonaya, Levi. And Rabbi is surprised. He asks him, what are you doing here? You got a shtela yesterday. And the Medrash says, Levi responds, Al taskirei mitzerosi. Let's not talk about it. It's too painful. Let's talk about something else. But Rabbi persists. And Levi says, tells him the story. And Rabbi is taken aback and he asks, you know all these halachas, you are going to be saw. And he asked him, Gidem is mashit achlas, choletzes vishineo. Yavom is sharaket adnam, chalit sosak shere, yef shere adnam, balot sotsuch horoik. In Yavom is kuvav, kufei, these are halachas that Levi knows. So Rabbi asked Levi, why didn't you tell them just like you're telling me? And Levi says, bime gedoy leosuni, betofach ruchi olai. I felt so proud. I felt so great. And I forgot everything. Kora olav Rabbi is a pusik hazeh in Novalto veit nasei. In vigate ledin avolav v'zoyin, it is because you were arrogant and you were too proud. So you see the effect of arrogance and shechres ha-toyra. And how important Anova and Midas Toivis are in Kenyan Toiv. Number three, says the Orach Chaim, Vayichen Sham Yisrael Neged Ahav, together, Ki Yish Echod Ubelev Echod. Ahav Asleim, Kvoid Chaveirim, Dibuk Chaveirim, Pilpul HaTalmidim, those are also essential. So my dear friends, as we approach Chag HaShavuos, we have 3 days, let's take upon ourselves, first of all, Yigi Esa Torah. It was never as easy to learn Torah Be'iyun as it is today. 100 years ago in Europe, in the average shul, there were more Ayin Yankovs than Shasim. Not every shul had a Shas. People learned Agadata. Today with Schottenstein, with Metifta, in every shul there are wonderful shiurim, and there are a million wonderful shiurim online, and so easy today to learn Be'iyun. Yegiyas HaTorah is no longer a utopian dream. Everybody can learn Torah ba'omar b'yegiyah. And ba'anava. And ba'ahava asalayim. When we received Torah, we stood there at the foot of Har Sinai. Ki yesh echod u'melev echod. That is the way we should be. And every Chag HaShavuos beyond Kabbalah Satoira. That is the way we should be every day and every moment of our lives. Good Shabbos to everyone and good Yom Tov. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a beautiful Yom Tov. And we should share B'Seira's statements. And we should be Zecher B'Kurim B'Yameinu to be as Moshiach Tzidkenu B'Meheru B'Yameinu Amen.
Olam Shalem Shel Tochen Mechakeh Lecha B'Kol HaLashon 03-617 1111